we pay for a lot of things online, from streaming services to home gyms to apps. Social media, though, is free for most of us. The question is, will it stay that way? With us this morning, providing some thoughts and answers, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. In our previous conversations, we talked about the different options social media companies are trying, but we've always come back to this. You don't have to pay to use social media unless you want to. Is that going to be changing?
Morning, Bob. Well, it's not changing now, but the likelihood of it changing could be increasing. You know, in this space, things that seemed impossible 5 or 10 years ago, they don't seem that way anymore.
At the end of the day, it is going to come down to whether people are willing to pay, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely right. I mean, if all of a sudden it costs $9.99 a month to use a social media platform and someone doesn't want to pay $9.99 a month, they're going to go somewhere else or do something else. And I would think that social media companies would definitely be watching that kind of trend in order to price their offerings accordingly.
So the reason this came up is, of course, because Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter, has talked about some of the things that he thinks need to happen to improve Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's currently no requirement that you pay for it, and that's a very important thing to be clear on. But if we were having this conversation last week under different circumstances, I would have said that there would never be a requirement that you'll have to pay for Twitter. But some of the things that have been floated by Musk would ultimately mean paying for features that we now consider basic.
For example?
So right now, you know, those blue verification check marks that you see that indicate someone is real? Well, it's supposed to indicate that someone is real. When verification started, it was to make sure that you were talking to an actual celebrity or an actual journalist. Then the whole system, it kind of got out of control, and people who weren't genuine people started getting check marks. Now, they're just kind of there. No one really knows what they're supposed to do, and it's confusing. Twitter, before Musk, they've been trying to revamp the program for a long time. They didn't make any meaningful progress. But now, in some tweets, Musk has suggested that Twitter make an authentication checkmark for premium subscriber accounts and make those different than the ones we just talked about. So he's saying that the goal is to massively expand the pool of verified users, which would discourage all these spam bot accounts because they would be too expensive to maintain.
So basically, he's saying anyone without a checkmark isn't anyone real or anyone worth following.
Exactly. So maybe in that scenario, you decide, I'm absolutely not going to pay for Twitter. Therefore, you don't have one of those authenticity marks. Therefore, the information you try to share on Twitter isn't actually shared because the algorithm says it's only going to share things that are authentic. So now, I'm not saying that that's the way it would happen, but based on what Musk has said, there's at least a potential for that to happen.
Musk said from the very beginning that he wants to fight these spam bots, right?
Oh, yeah, right. And although I don't agree with everything Elon Musk says or does, he's right in that these bots have really taken over Twitter in a way where it just makes it unsafe. I mean, it's largely how discourse is spread, political discourse. It's how a lot of vaccine misinformation is spread. It's how Russia changes the narrative on Ukraine. It's definitely something that needs to be fixed. But now there's an ultimate question here. And this is one Elon Musk is going to have to work on as he considers what the future of Twitter actually is. Is making everyone pay for Twitter the way to accomplish that goal? I think it seems like one way, but is it the right way? That's where the unknown lies.
Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg talking about what's ahead for us, and so much of it is going to come down to our future behaviors with social media, won't it, Scott?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Bob. I mean, we just don't know. I mean, did you ever imagine a day where we pay $40 or $50 a year to use a premium calendar app or a weather app, or $45 a month to ride an exercise bike? You know, my guess is that if we can go back in time and talk about that stuff, we would laugh and laugh. But, you know, here we are, and 10 years from now, paying for social media, whether it's Twitter or some other platform or some platform that doesn't even exist yet, they could end up on the must-have list, and you don't even question it. Like, you would pay for it like you do for food and gasoline and utility bills. But when I hear Musk talk about all of these things, I call this a junction point. That's where decisions that happen now have great influence over what we do going forward. So think back to the early 2000s. No one thought that they were going to be paying for music until Apple came out with the iPod and the iTunes Music Store. People still had a choice to do things differently at that time, but that was the junction point where it was either going to go one way or the other. And look at where we are now. I mean, the iPod is ubiquitous and everybody, you know, does music the same way. I think for Twitter, I think this is that iPod-like junction point.
And you think about all those new streaming services, and those bills mount up quickly, don't they?
Absolutely. And there's a different show on a different streaming service. So if you don't have that streaming service, you're out of luck. So before you know it, you're paying 15 for this, 20 for this. And it's crazy.
Yeah, more to come. So the question now is, will you pay for Twitter? And will you? In the past, I think you said no, didn't you?
You're right. I have said no. And honestly, now I don't know. I mean, based on this, it's not that clear. So, you know, as we like to say in radio, stay tuned.
Is there any guess as to what that price would be if, in fact, we have to pay for Twitter in the future?
Well, I think what's interesting is right now Twitter is trying all these different price points as tests, and they're doing it at $2.99, $3.99, and $2.99 is the main one. It'll be interesting to see what Musk does, if he thinks it should go higher to try to keep those spam bots away, or if it should go lower. So my guess is that if he was going to do it, it would be something like $4.99 a month, but they're going to have to test that to see, because to me, anything, you know, like around $5, people are going to start to, you know, have problems with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the Genius Bar. Two questions today, one from a listener, one from me. You'll be able to tell which one is from me. That's the dumb one. Here's a good one, though. Is there such a thing as a cell phone getting too hot or getting overheated? I see an app that enables your phone to cool down. Does Scott know anything about this?
Well, to answer the first part, yes, your phone can get too hot. As far as an app that helps your phone cool down, I would not necessarily go with something like that, and here's why. If your phone overheats, it's probably because you left it in the sun, you left it in your car, you left it somewhere where it's exposed to direct sunlight. I can honestly tell you, I have never seen my phone overheat, even though I know it can. If your phone overheats normally because you don't have it in the sun, then I think something is wrong with it, and then I think I would bring it in to be serviced. But any app that says that it can cool down, all I can see that actually doing would be to make sure that none of the apps are running so it could, you know, slow down the system. But I don't think you would need an app to do something like that.
And you can get rid of those running apps you don't need by yourself. You don't need an app for that, do you?
That's it. That's exactly right. You can just force quit them depending on the phone you use. There's an easy way to do that, and then you would be able to do it. But again, if your phone is overheating under normal circumstances, something is very, very likely wrong with your phone.
Now, here's my question. I'm trying to print an email, and it's an email thread, so there are a lot of responses on it. And when I go to print my email, instead of getting the email, the copy of the email I want, I get like 9,000 pages because it's printing the complete thread. Know what I mean? So what am I doing wrong?
Well, without seeing the actual print screen, it's a little bit hard to say. However, just about every app that I know of, when you hit the print button, you get an option to print number of copies and the range of the pages. So you should see something that says number of pages or range. Range is usually set default to all pages. You would want to go under range, and you would want to select the page you want. Now, the thing about the range menu is it's not very intuitive, but you could either say page one, page three, or you could say 1,3 or 1-3 to get 1, 2, and 3. There's all different ways to do it, but if you print without checking that menu, I would say 99.9% of the time, you're going to get exactly what you described. You're going to get every single thing in the file, the range menu. And I'm hesitating because it may be called something different. It may be, you know, but if you look for something like that, you'll be able to control which pages you get to print.
You know what? I do pay attention to the number of pages or the copies, but not range or whatever they're going to call it. That's where I've gone wrong. Thank you, Scott Kleinberg.
No problem at all.
Did you have more to add on that?
I was just going to say, sometimes that range menu is hidden. Oh. So just look a little bit further down before you actually hit the print button.
Got it. Talk to you next Tuesday morning. Have a good one. Thank you, Scott.
You too, Bob. Take care.